And in today's video, I have got the forgotten 4K drone. It's the DJI Mini 2. What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. I'm also the course creator over on the Fearless Drone Academy, which is the ultimate online drone course for beginners. If you do want to grab the drone course and become a Fearless Drone pilot, use the code DanceTube to save some money over there on FearlessDrone.academy. And so the reason I call this the forgotten drone is that it's a little harder than you would imagine to get your hands on one nowadays. I notice a lot of the comments, what about the Mini 2? The Mini 2 is the best offering. Why are you not suggesting the Mini 2? The Mini 2 seems to be a little harder now to get. It seems to be almost like a discontinued offering. You can still get it though. Amazon's a great place to check it out. I will have links below. And you can also find it on some other spots as well. But if you can get your hands on this, even if you get yourself a secondhand one, this is still a phenomenal offering, right? I've got the Fly More combo here. It actually comes with proper like propeller holder. So as you open that up and then you reveal the camera, this is a 4K camera system. And you can see it's a tiny little portable drone. It is a sub 250 gram drone, which means that you can get away with flying it in lots of different countries. Maybe the rules and regulations might not be as strict in your country for a drone that's under 250 grams. So that's where something like this really stands out. Like I said, it is a 4K camera drone. Really great offering, 12 megapixel stills. It really doesn't have any obstacle avoidance sensors. It has the vision positioning sensors on the base here, just to kind of know where the floor is, but no obstacle avoidance, no tracking modes. Do keep in mind though, that with the Mini 2, you can use third-party apps to unlock some different tracking modes, some waypoints and whatnot. So I do have a bunch of content on the channel to check that out. Just search for Mini 2 Tracking DanceTube. If you search that on YouTube, you'll definitely find it, or just go to the channel and you'll figure it out. The fact that you're getting some more pro features on a drone like this that is significantly more affordable than a lot of the other drones and is still a 4K drone is probably one of the main reasons why you'd want something like this. It's a really great offering still. So on that note of this being the Fly More combo, it comes with the bag here, which is a similar offering to the Mini 3 series as well as the Mini 4 Pro. The Air 2S has a similar bag, Mini 3 series as well as the Mini 4 Pro. So you've got a similar bag offering, really well built bag, lots of storage in there. Comes with the little charging hub and Fly More combo, which comes with the three batteries. I've got one battery already in the drone. And then it comes with the RCN1, which is a great controller. You're getting OcuSync 2 with this controller. Awesome technology. Getting about 10 kilometers of range, but you've got to keep it in line of sight. And keep in mind that that's just a statement. You will probably never get that and you should never fly that far. Great, great controller. Great when it comes to range. The Mini 2 does have awesome range. I've never had it drop out or had any issues like that. I also find that the flight experience on this drone is great. So it's still a phenomenal offering when it comes down to it. Now, like I said, you can get this on Amazon. You can get this on a few different places. So make sure to check the links below. Also reach out to, if you're in Australia, the D1 store. They seem to have discontinued it on the website. But if you reach out to them, sales@d1store.com.au, mention DanceTube, they'll be able to help you out with a bundle. Even if it's not the Mini 2, maybe you want something else and you're based in Australia, they've got some great deals. Just mention DanceTube and they'll help you out. But if you're based in other parts of the world, even in Australia, check out those other links for Amazon and a few other things that I have linked below. So yeah, this is that kind of forgotten drone, I want to call it. Like I said, a lot of people comment on it. A lot of people own the Mini 2. When it came out, it was such a successful drone. And still to this day, people comment about it. They tell me how much they love the Mini 2. A lot of people will suggest it to people. But like I said, it's a little harder to get your hands on than it was previously. That doesn't mean that you can't get it. And I think that really in this scenario, this is a great secondhand drone, right? Like let's say you don't own a drone. Let's say you want to get into the market, but you really don't want to spend too much money. Getting yourself a secondhand Mini 2, even on like Facebook Marketplace, obviously make sure that it's a decent drone. Make sure you test it when you go and pick it up. Even find out how many flight hours it's got on it. Stuff like that is helpful to make sure that the drone's not going to be too aged and awkward. But I mean, drones seem to hold their own. They seem to really have a great lifespan on them. So let's get into some of the reasons why it's a great offering. Firstly, it is a 4K ready drone. You're also getting 12 megapixel stills and you can capture raw images as well as JPEGs. So great camera quality overall. The camera sensor is a 1/2.3 inch inch CMOS sensor, and it is capable of capturing 4K up to 30 frames per second. The max video bit rate is 100 megabits per second, and you do have a few different zooming options. It's all digital zoom, 4K up to 2x, 2.7K up to 3x, and then full HD, which is 1080p up to 4x. You also have a bunch of different quick shot modes, which are kind of like the intelligent flight modes. You got Droney, Helix, Rocket, Circle, and Boomerang. And like I said, there are no true tracking options, but those intelligent flight modes are great, and they kind of operate a little bit like a tracking mode because they're focused in on a subject. You can move around a little bit and it's going to continue the flight path. So really quite a cool offering for such a budget-friendly drone. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that it does have a level 5 wind resistance, which is the same as some of the latest drones. Even the Mini 4 Pro has a level 5 wind resistance. Some of the larger drones have a level 5 wind resistance. That's up to 38 kilometers is the max wind resistance or rating that it can handle. I've put this drone in some crazy wind conditions and it handles it. Chucking it in sports mode makes it nice and easy to get it back to you if you have quite a windy day. So yeah, don't find the size is a problem when it comes to that. If anything, it seems to handle it perfectly fine. And when it comes to the size, like I said earlier on, it is a tiny drone. It is something that can fit in your pocket. If you don't have the Flymore combo, maybe you have the controller around your neck on a lanyard, chuck it out whenever you're ready to go, launch the drone. It's so tiny and quiet, but still offers such a great flight experience regardless of the conditions. The video and photo quality is great. Yes, it's not as good as the more improved sensors that are available, and you don't have the obstacle avoidance or the active track, but still it does everything you need. And for most people, they are going to be happy with this drone, especially if you're getting into the drone experience for the first time. You want something a bit more affordable. Like I've mentioned, I think a secondhand Mini 2 is a phenomenal way to enter the drone space. Like I've said, OcuSync 2.0, great offering when it comes to the range that you're getting out of the drone, 10 kilometers, and it does have a 31 minute flight time. So really usable in any sort of scenario. The batteries themselves are actually interchangeable. There's a few different drones that DJI have released that use the same type of batteries. And so we have the Mini 2 SE, the Mini SE. They both use the same battery technology. You can get a few different batteries on the market. Again, secondhand, not an issue. Get yourself some official DJI batteries and you're gonna have a bunch of different flight options. So with that being said, 31 minutes is not exactly what you're getting. Realistically, let's say maybe 25, maybe 26 minutes of flight time. So you want to make sure that you get a few batteries, especially if you are traveling. The charging hub's always a handy one because you can just kind of leave it charging overnight or while you're out about doing different things, and you're going to have a few different batteries ready to go. There are a lot of 4K ready drones on the market, a lot of drones that claim that they can do everything. I find that the Mini 2, when it originally came out, it blew my mind, right? It's a tiny drone, has a 3-axis gimbal, so the camera is stabilized no matter what. Like I said, I've flown this in some crazy wind conditions. You don't get any sort of jelloing or bumping or anything like that. It just seems to keep the footage stable. 4K video is phenomenal on it, and that's something that is just known by, you know, DJI users nowadays, that when you get a DJI drone, it's going to be a stable experience. The video is going to be great. Everything's just going to work. It's going to be reliable. So that's where something like this is great, because it's been out for a while now. There've been a lot of different updates for it, so it's now at that point that it's the best that it can be. There's a lot of different batteries on the market. Like I said, you can get the controller relatively cheap now, the RCN1. Still a great controller, but I see these getting listed online a fair bit, selling these secondhand. The drone I see listed secondhand, pretty easy to pick up a combo, relatively inexpensive, but still a phenomenal companion to have on your travels with you. So, I mean, that's it. That's kind of what to expect from the Mini 2. This is a little bit of the forgotten drone. It's the drone that a lot of people maybe had at the time or were looking into, but there's so many new people looking into drones now. And the Mini 2 is a hard one to find, right? Like on a lot of different places, it's not being listed. They're trying to sell the newer drones. But if you can get yourself the Mini 2, maybe it's a gift for someone and they've been talking constantly about getting a drone, and you see all these other toy drones that are a couple hundred dollars and you think, oh, I'll just get that, that'll be fine. I promise you, it's probably not going to be great. It's going to be a very lackluster experience. But something like this is giving you that advanced DJI experience, but in an affordable body and something that is so tiny, right? It's a really great offering for people out there. So check it out and let me know your thoughts. Check those links below, like I said, for all those deals. And I will chat to you in the next one. Peace.